Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Headlines on a Tolo Tuesday. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes, together again. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for. Vegas has put out the odds for the conference championships. The Mavs opened at plus 220 to beat the Warriors. They're now plus 185. The Warriors opened at minus 260. They're now at minus 215. The degenerate RJ Chavi from BetQL here to tell you what that means. That means a lot of people bet on the Mavericks because their chances increased based upon the way they opened.
Yeah, they got better odds or worse odds, however you're looking at it. The Mavericks and you know, Vegas and gamblers, the sharps as they call them, they saw that there was value in Dallas. When you were plus 220, which is like basically means that you've got about a 28% chance of winning the title or winning the series, they were like, okay, that ain't right. They're probably more 60-40, 55-45. It's not 70-30. So they're like, okay, we need to have a market correction here. And they took advantage of it. And now we'll see what it corrects to as Vegas kind of wisens up and moves the line a little bit.
Couple Tolos came at me, like three, saying, here's my Venmo, ready for you to pay up.
Oh, yeah.
With the Western Conference Finals bet. Hopefully no one can find the fan podcast where I said the Mavs are not contenders. And then I said, I'll put money on it. $50 to anyone who wants to bet me the Mavs do not make it to the Western Conference Finals. We talked about it on air and canceled the bet. I thought I was doing the Tolos a favor. When Luka got hurt in the final game against the Spurs and he was going to miss time, we didn't know when he was coming back against Utah. So I said, you know what? I'll cancel it. I won't collect everyone's money. I didn't catch a lot of flack for it because people were like, no, you should stick it. Yeah. A bet's a bet. You should go ahead and keep it and take people's money. And then like three Tolos came for the Venmo over the weekend. I said, you didn't tweet me the Venmo down 0-2. We canceled the bet, number one. That's gone and done. But you didn't cancel it down. Maybe I'll redo a Western Conference Finals bet with some of the Tolos based upon our picks tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, you the bet was canceled.
I got lucky.
You did.
Crazy lucky.
Yes, you got very, very lucky. but the bet was canceled. I can vouch. And nobody would like to see you give up money more than me.
Yeah.
But no, I can vouch. You canceled the bet.
And I thought I was doing everyone a favor with Luka missing the first two games against Utah. So that is what Vegas is saying. They're favoring the Warriors. Game one. Oh, by the way, Atolo sent me this statement from the Phoenix Suns. This is sad. It's kind of sad. Phoenix Suns letterhead. It's official. Blue check mark. Today is a new day for Phoenix Suns fans. The work on next season is already underway. As employees, fans, partners, and six-man members of the Suns, you should be proud of what you have helped this team and our organization accomplish. For three straight years, we've been raising the bar on expectations and accomplishments that would not have been possible without incredible support from the best fans in the NBA. With greater success and expectation comes deeper disappointment. That's natural. Just know we all share in it, and our organization won't be satisfied till we bring a title to the Valley. We're in this together. We win together. We lose together. We fight together. And the only way we get better,
Jesus,
is together. Thank you for supporting us all season. And as we look ahead to the start of a new chapter. Phoenix Suns, yeah, official letterhead with this statement 13 hours ago.
How weak.
Weak.
How weak can you be?
True.
You know, you tried to pull it. God, you know what? That's a perfect thing. That's what happens when you live in Phoenix. Try to do that in Boston. Try to put out that same statement in Boston. You'll never have a fan to go to your game again. Yeah. They'll laugh you out of the gym.
It's hilarious.
So you can get away with in Phoenix. Nobody cares about anything.
Patrick Beverley, the number one or two bad guy in the NBA, right there along with Draymond Green. He was laughing at the Suns and showing off his hatred for Chris Paul yesterday on ESPN.
What are you saying to that?
Basketball player, you could see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking his soul. They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhones. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi, Paul George. I'm damn sure you're going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. Yeah. I talked to some teammates. I ain't gonna say who, because I'm gonna say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of him.
Man, Pat Beverley went after Chris Paul's soul yesterday, saying he's overrated. He gets all the calls. Phoenix will not be back next year. The NBA in the West is going to be even more loaded. The Suns never would have even made the finals if Kawhi Leonard did not get hurt. And then you got Denver next year reloading. Wolves, he's saying, going to be better. The Lakers might make the playoffs. And he buried the Suns. He just ended the Phoenix Suns right there on television, calling DeAndre Ayton soft as well, not deserving that contract. Devin Booker, what has he ever done to be labeled a star? Pat Beverley was must-see TV. I loved it.
That was tremendous. And, you know, is he right about the Suns? Look, the Suns are going to win 55, 60 games again next year if they bring everybody back. And you know, whether they do in the playoffs or not is a different story. This is not a, we may have to look at this like, okay, this is a fluky little one-off thing. You know, they ran into a matchup that was tougher than them than many expected. I mean, how could you not? The Mavs hadn't beaten them in like 3 years. Like, how could have possibly expected this to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Eastern Conference Finals. Who is Vegas favoring, Ralph?
Game one
tonight, 7:30 in Miami. Who is Vegas favoring and who are you picking?
Vegas is favoring the Celtics.
Correct.
And I am taking the Celtics.
Minus 175 for Boston. They opened at minus 150. The Heat are plus 155. They opened at plus 130. So the early money has come in on the Celtics.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Boston as well.
You said minus 175?
Yes.
All right, 63%. Implied odds in Vegas. So they think it's about 63-64% chance of winning. It's a good chance. I mean, those are good odds. You know, that's a heavy favorite right there. So I would take Boston. I would take Boston in this one. They're tough.
I know.
They are and they're deep. Man, they somehow went like 10 deep.
What a series that was.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum, game six. Giannis doing things that had never been done in a series before. And Boston took it and obviously blew them out in game seven. So two Game 7 blowouts on Sunday. Eastern Conference Finals start tonight. NHL playoffs. You got the Rangers at Carolina. This is all starting tomorrow. Rangers at Carolina after the Rangers beat the Penguins in 7. 6 o'clock start. And then Edmonton at Calgary, 8:30 p.m. tomorrow night.
Oh, Edmonton-Calgary, that is going to be a great series. I'm bummed that it's Canada versus Canada. Canada hasn't won a cup since 93. No team from Canada has.
Wow.
But it's okay. They don't care about hockey up there, right? So they don't really need this. I'm just bummed that one of those two teams is going to get knocked out, but that should be a fantastic series.
It's like us in football with a drought.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't care about football in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, if we did, maybe it would be a bigger deal, but we don't. It's just like Canada and hockey. They don't care. They're more into, like, you know, beach volleyball up there.
Rangers getting off to a nice start yesterday on the Fan against the Angels at home.
Heim swings 2-0 and hammers one to center field. Trout back at the track, leaks up. That ball out of here. Jonah Heim to straightaway center field. A solo home run, is fourth of the year, and the Rangers lead 7-4.
Jonah Heim goes deep. The Rangers are down early in this one. They're down quickly by a score of 3-0. They score 6 runs in their bottom part of the first inning, and they finally get their first win for their ace yesterday. 7-4, Rangers get the W.
Yeah, and it was a rocky start for him, too, and then, you know, he settled in and, you know, went into the sixth, but it was definitely a rocky start. Then, of course, the bats. I mean, this is usually when you get down 3-0 before you even take the plate. It's like, bro, you lost your edge. You've completely lost your edge as a team now. Like, the game has completely changed. But, you know, credit to the Rangers' offense coming alive.
John Gray gets his first W. Even after giving up 4 runs in 5 2/3, he did have 8 strikeouts. Syndergaard had the loss. He didn't even make it out of the first. Noah's ERA is a 3.60 for the Angels this year. They're 10 games over. Rangers improved to 4 games under.
That was a bummer to see because, you know, local guy, you know, Mansfield. It was a bummer to see him go, you know, I mean, there were people there to go see Noah Syndergaard. There were people there to go see him pitch that were from here. Bought tickets and he's gone probably before half of them got to their seats in the first inning.
Sean and RJ with Tolo Tuesday headlines. They're talking about Luca on TV, so I got to send the wife. Hit record, please. I know what I'm doing when I go home. Going home for Warriors-Mavs preview as the Mavs are getting Dallas Cowboy-type attention. Game one, of course, is tomorrow night. And RJ, I think we're getting some earlier start times, baby.
I know, 8 o'clock.
As you become more important, you get to play before midnight, right? Yeah.
You do. You get to play way before midnight.
8 o'clock, we'll take it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I might get to bed before midnight now. I might get to bed at 11:30.
1 hour difference. Going to be awesome. All right, we got some PGA news. PGA Championship is this week?
Thursday. Yep, in Tulsa at Southern Hills. And obviously, Phil is not going to be playing in this.
So did he just bail?
Yeah, he bailed on Sunday. Here's what happened.
Why?
They announced the book was coming out this week. So Alan Shipnuck's book that he was writing on Phil.
He timed it out for the week of a major.
He timed it out for the Phil, you know, defending his title against the PGA, which, you know, good for him. But I'll tell you, the PGA Tour, I bet you, is actually kind of secretly happy about this, that Phil's not going to be there because they want to ask all the questions. They didn't want the circus. I shouldn't say the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, because they're the ones who put on this tournament. But, you know, Phil was scheduled to play, and then, you know, word is he found out the book was going to hit shelves on Monday, and he was like, nope, I'm out of here.
Wow.
I am gone. So we'll see where Phil's going to end up if he plays and in the U.S. Open, because he does have exemptions. He's got 5 years now after winning the PGA last year, so he's in all these tournaments. But then again, that LIV Tour, I think it's like the first or second week of June in England. That's that first Saudi tour. That if you play in that, they say they're going to suspend or punish or ban you, the PGA Tour is. So we'll see what Phil winds up doing.
Well, if you're a Metroplex Tolo and you make that 5-hour drive north to Tulsa to go to the PGA Championship, you might want to smuggle in some small bottles of alcohol, because the menu has been posted as far as the prices. Now, Aquafina is at a reasonable $6.
Don't give away this whole thing either. This is worth half a segment. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Let's just say that one beer will cost you more like a case of beer.
No, getting in is almost like the. I think it's like $70 cheaper than if you bought alcohol there. How was the Byron?
Tremendous, very hot.
How many days did you go?
Just one, just Friday. It was a lot of fun. I barely watched any golf.
I knew it.
You know, with that
treats golf like the NFL.
He goes to the most sporting events without watching the event.
You know, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, we have to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, talk about the scene, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Seriously, there was, they didn't have one specific pavilion. They had a bunch of them. And, you know, they all, though, were over top of holes. So, like, we sat at this one pavilion, and it was over top the tee box. So we had a bunch of people running through. So we got to see a lot of that. We didn't necessarily walk the course. We walked a few holes, but they were mainly to get to our next drinking destination.
Yeah, and it's at Craig Ranch, right?
Yep.
Last time I went to the Byron was at the Four Seasons, and that was like 15 years ago. Is it at all the same? Is it the same vibe at all?
It's a party.
Okay.
It's not the same as it was at the old TPC Las Colinas.
Yeah,
Everybody showed up to the pavilion, giant party. This was different. This was a little bit more about golf. Not as much about golf as Colonial, though. When I go to Colonial in a couple of weeks, I'm walking the course. I'm not going to be sitting there at a tent drinking the whole time.
It depends on what invite you get.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, like this one, I got a member invite. So I was the members there, Sean. I had valet parking. It was fantastic.
Did you see any Tolos out there?
Several, absolutely. Yep. They were out there in full force.
You get starstruck by anyone?
Oh.
You stop in your tracks and be like, that's so-and-so.
You know, it was cool to see Jason Day. I always liked Jason Day. And DJ. Yeah, I got starstruck by DJ. I got to see Dustin
Johnson.
Was
Paulina out there?
Paulina was out there, yes. I did not see her up close. I saw her from a distance. Mm-hmm. But from a distance, it was just enough.
Headlines on a Tolo Tuesday. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. KNC got Nico Harrison. And then the G-Bag Nation goes and gets our old friend, a Tolo himself, Rick Carlisle, on what the Mavs have done and where the Mavs are going. Hear from the Tolo himself, Coach Carlisle, on the Western Conference Finals coming up next. But it's a business like most other businesses. Insurance companies have to turn a profit. So when it comes to settlements, most insurance companies, they don't want to do what is right for you. They want to do what is best for them. Sean Shreve for Franklin Frankel. Franklin Frankel doesn't settle for less. Commercial vehicle wrecks, drunk driver wrecks, 18-wheelers, distracted drivers, or rideshare companies, those companies don't care about you. And to them, it doesn't matter if it's their party's fault. They will still try to get you to settle for less. Franklin Frankel doesn't settle for less. They're time-tested and proven. The consultation is always free. Give Franklin Frankel a call at 214-ALL-3s. And if they take your case, you'll never pay out of pocket. Hopefully, you'll never need to call, but be prepared. 214-333-3333 or visit them at truckwreck.com. Bookmark the page and save the number to your contacts. 214-ALL-3s or truckwreck.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And Deshaun and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment this morning brought to you by GetMortgageReady.com and Frankel & Frankel. 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com in case you've been involved in an accident, Tolos, and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Please don't be the clip I'm thinking. Coach, you always deflect a lot of praise and everyone calling you the best coach in the Metroplex. When you praise Dirk as a top 12 this or an all-time that, is he uncomfortable with that? Does he talk to you about that at all?
Well, I mean, you're asking me if Dirk has a private conversation with me about something like that.
Well,
why would you think that's any of your business?
I love it.
Friends like this, you don't need enemies, y'all.
Nope.
Here we go.
Sounds good. It's a good question.
Man, Rick Carlisle, who I used to despise. Then the pandemic brought us all closer together. We had him on, and he's like, man, I have respect for y'all talking for 4.5 hours about nothing. There's no sports going on. And you guys are filling time. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? Yeah, what's happening?
Show about nothing.
And, of course, he was a huge member of the G-Bag Nation, Big Tolo. Yesterday, he's like, Lucius, good to get back on the private hotline with Lucius. Has brought us, hit up Carlisle to have him on the show. It was tremendous.
And the general salute, bro.
By the way, they didn't ask, did y'all talk about the shot that Jason Kidd took at Carlisle before Game 7?
No, we did not talk about that. We didn't talk about that, right, Troy? I don't remember talking about that.
No, I wasn't here. I was drunk in Vegas.
Oh, we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. Were you drunk yesterday in Vegas?
I was drunk during the show yesterday, but no, we didn't talk about it. About that.
So, Jason Kidd was, you know, being interviewed before Game 7, and he said, I don't micromanage. Quote, there's nothing to get tight about. I trust my guys. We've talked about it all season. The previous coach would take timeouts right away on a 2-0 or a 4-0 run. I want my guys to work through it, and this is no different. So it was like, whoa, little shot at Rick Carlisle.
That's funny. We literally just played a 15-second clip where he was actually micromanaging in the middle of a play. Yeah. But he does, right? Did we not? That's micromanaging.
Maybe. Yeah. But that was Jason Kidd talking about having more patience than Rick Carlisle. Coach came out with G-Bag yesterday, and they asked him for his thoughts on what the Mavs did to the Suns.
Well, you know, I was here in January, and when we played these guys, I said at that time that these guys, that Dallas was a real threat in the West. And the reason is, you know, their defense, it travels. They have great playmaking, great versatility, both offensively and defensively. They've got five men that can switch, that can, you know, play big or small. And, you know, Kleber stretches the floor. And, you know, this eerily reminds me of the 2011 run, because it started off not really with much expected. A lot of people thought we were going to lose the first round series. A lot of people predicted that Utah would beat Dallas with Luka being out for two or three games or whatever it was. And, you know, they took care of Utah, and the momentum has just continued to go. And, you know, when you beat the best team in the league as decisively as they did yesterday, you know, you are playing a high, high level of basketball.
And defensively, that was so impressive. That was not Sun shooting bad. That was defensive scheme by Jason Kidd against Devin Booker. Maxey with swat shots all over the place. Ntilikina coming in. How about that call? You know, kind of like what Rick Carlisle did with JJ. It reminded you of a surprise coaching move. And then Jason Kidd going to Ntilikina. So that was Rick Carlisle's thoughts on the Mavs' defensive performance. And like in football, they say defense travels. What about Luka? Great question from Chiafalo. I was timing Chiafalo's questions. Congrats, by the way.
Oh yeah, he's got some lengthy questions in him.
Congrats to the Nosebleeds for becoming official new members of the G-Bag Nation, and congrats to Reggie and Kevin Gray for taking over the nighttime show. Great question from Eric. When did he realize that, like, Luka thrived in the spotlight and loved the clutch moments?
Yeah, he's just, that's who he is. You know, his whole life has been in the spotlight, and he learned early on that ultimate respect comes from winning. And really, that's all he's interested in. And, you know, you just marvel at the things that he's able to do consistently on the floor night after night, day after day, you know, depending what time the games are on. But he controls the game. He controls the game offensively. Defensively, he's taken his game to another level this year, and it's going to be a fascinating series between Dallas and Golden State. You know, the styles are quite different. You know, Golden State wants to play fast. You know, Dallas plays at a slower tempo, but they're very, very concise with what they're doing. and extremely well coached. You know, Jason Kidd has done a phenomenal job with this team. And, you know, the fact that he was the quarterback of our 2011 team, you know, it's gotta ring very similarly for him as well.
You know, I was trying to remember who said it, but it was a Jason Kidd tactic that he used on Luka. You know, Bill Parcells and all coaches have these motivational tactics. Oh, yeah. Parcells was a legend.
They all probably read the same Art of War book.
Right. Exactly. Like Belichick. I think before the season, Jason Kidd told Luka, like, you're like 900th in the league in terms of your defensive rating. Some number in the hundreds, yeah. However many players in the league.
Right.
And then after like a few months, he's like, your defensive rating has moved up. So that ticked Luka off, got under his skin, kind of embarrassed him a little bit. And then Kidd's like, you moved like a little bit below the halfway mark in terms of your defensive rating. And, you know, still trying to needle at Luka. Turned out it was all fake. Just made up these ratings. Made up these advanced stat defensive metrics.
Man, you know, it takes guts because, like, all Luka has to do is, like, you know, like, look it up.
I know. Yeah, but they bring it to you like a waiter with a menu, right?
Yeah.
Like, I heard J.J. Redick talking the other day about James Harden's speed and the lost step. Like, they timed. He's, like, 2 seconds slower or the speed now versus 2 years ago. So, you don't want to go look all that stuff up. You don't even know where to. They all bring it to you, right? That's the job of these 45 assistant coaches of the advanced numbers and stats. So that was Jason Kidd being like, this is what the metrics are showing. You suck defensively.
Terrible.
Now you're like below average. So you're getting better, but you're still below average. And it was all made up.
Yeah, yeah, more steals.
Which I'm sure
than
some of the real numbers would actually show that.
Well, I mean, you know, like,
right?
They have real numbers for this. And they, you know, I think the number 100 is generally around league average. They do this in baseball too, like weighted runs created and you know, ex WOBA or whatever the hell. Like the numbers are around 100 as league average. Then if you're above that, that's how much above league average you are, or below. But in basketball, you want to be below 100. So that means you're better. You're better than league average, or better than whatever that baseline is. And Luka was never in the upper echelon of defense. That's not what he is. He's not a defensive player.
Remember the whole storyline after game two when he got targeted? Remember, everyone? Yeah. Oh, you're a scrub. You can't be a GOAT. You can't be best player in the league. Look at his defense. That went away quick. Totally went away. I didn't hear anyone else bring it up. Now, Jason Kidd may have protected him with some of the adjustments. I think putting him on Bridges, Suns media was talking about that with the adjustment of Jason Kidd, part of his out-coaching of Monty Williams. And Rick Carlisle was asked by G-Bag about how much better Jason Kidd is and a head coach having to learn along the way, right? He coached the Nets. He coached the Bucks. And then Jason talked about his time in L.A., just learning with LeBron and Frank Vogel. Here's Carlisle on Jason Kidd's development.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I guess you look at his career, he took over a team that was, you know, a veteran team in Brooklyn. They had Pierce and they had Garnett and they had a few other guys that were, you know, high level players, but toward the end of their careers, they had a slow start and he learned very quickly, you know, how humbling the NBA can be. And he did a phenomenal job that year of bringing that team to the playoffs. And I think they won the first round. Then he goes to Milwaukee and, you know, Milwaukee, he's the one that put Milwaukee ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. And it was probably the reason that things came to an end there. That, you know, things just got accelerated, I think, in the first or second year. And, as we all know, that, you know, those of us that have been around any professional sport for any period of time, you know, managing expectations is always going to be the most challenging thing. So, but this situation made perfect sense. You know, him coming back to the Mavericks family, so many similarities between Jason Kidd's game, you know, as one of the all-time great players on the floor, and Luka's game, and so you knew that there would. They would be able to relate at a very high level there. And Jay Kidd is great. He's just a no-nonsense, pull-no-punches guy. that's into one thing, and that's winning. And he was always the guy that would do anything to win, whether it was a game, whether it was a drill you're introducing, you know, whether it was some card game on the airplane. You know, that's all he's ever been about.
You know, the Mavs Q rating compared to Phoenix should make the Metroplex feel even better about what just happened, taking out the one seed. Jason Kidd's line afterwards about the blowout, that was freaking hilarious. I don't know if y'all played that yesterday. He just deadpan and goes, yeah, you know, a lot of people were predicting a blowout. And they were right.
They were.
And he dropped that line in there, getting a chuckle from the media. They were right and wrong about what happened in Game 7. You had NBA analysts on TV picking at the Suns for the way they were talking and acting after, I think, Games 2 and 5, definitely after Game 2. And then you have this dance-off that is coming from the Suns locker room. What was that? Is that a new TikTok trend that I don't know about, Choppy? did everyone see the Suns video of DeAndre Ayton leading the way?
Yeah, I have not noticed this TikTok trend.
But you saw the Suns video.
I did. I just see the video. Yeah, I don't know what that is. What is that, Troy?
And then the Suns releasing this eulogy late last night. It's like all the different cool fact. Cuban putting Lil Wayne in a body bag, just dominating in Q rating from the cool factor with Jason Kidd on that Game 7 line and then everything else. Troy, did you see the dance video?
I did not see the dance video. I was too busy watching Shakira last night on The Tonight Show when she did a compilation of TikTok dances. That is a must watch.
Okay.
So do that.
The Tonight Show?
Yeah, she was on The Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon. I'd rather you guys...
When was the last time we ever referenced that?
Yeah, that's true.
The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show.
Or the other one. So there you go with a little bit of Coach Carlisle. We will bring back the rest of the interview a little bit later on. Great get and great questions by the G-Bag Nation now with Chiafalo and Woolchuck added to the mix. Jerry Jones has finally answered the question that many have hoped for. You ever willing to sell?
Mm-hmm.
$10 billion. Is there actually a price for Jerry Jones to let go of your favorite football team? Plus, we got some broadcasting news, maybe on Jerry's next coach. That's next on The Fan. But first, let me get you on over to your brand new job. All right, you got the extra enthusiasm. You got the extra excitement. It's finally time. That little extra push you need to change careers, right? You may have been sitting there in that job for 10 years, 20 years, 25, and you're like, I can't do it. I can't do it. You've always heard that saying, the grass is always greener on the other side. If you're in a dead-end job, you want greener grass. My Computer Career can help. Start a new life as an information technology professional. IT is what us fancy people call it. An IT pro can be achieved in months, not years. My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for people in this field. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. How do you start? Just go to the website and answer a few quick questions. It's a free career evaluation to see if it's for you at mycomputercareer.edu. Free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
And this segment of The Fan brought to you by Byers Barricades, a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event, Tolos. No matter the size, from start to finish, the Texas Authority in Barricade Rental, ByersBarricades.com.
Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. So refreshing to be able to talk NBA playoff basketball when your squad is actually involved and the center of the NBA universe. I think Warriors Mavs will get even more attention than Celtics Heat. What do you think? I think the Warriors will cause that.
I think the Warriors will cause that as well. Although Boston Miami is like that. Honestly, that's become the NBA's most frequent playoff matchup over the last decade. You know, I think I read that no two teams have made the conference finals more, and no two teams have played more over the last decade in the playoffs against each other. So there's a lot of history there. Now, of course, none of the players are around anymore, right? Pierce is gone. Garnett's gone. LeBron's gone. Wade's gone. But I think you're right. I think the Mavs Warriors probably get more attention than that.
Yeah. I'll probably go opposite. I think it's more intriguing Warriors Mavericks when you have someone like Luka Doncic and Steph Curry. I think that's more intriguing, but it's still Boston, still close to New York. It's still a major market. It's East Coast. I think it's going to get more attention.
Not as major as we are, number three.
Yeah, we're number three, baby. Yeah.
Did you get Mavs Stars ratings for Sunday?
You know, no, I did not. I did not get them. Missed another text. Yeah, so sometimes I send a little text a little bit too early in the morning. Doesn't get them.
877-881-1053. Here is a Cowboy headline. We talked about this like a few weeks or months ago. On if Jerry Jones actually had a price. So Peter King, in his Football Morning in America column, was talking about the purchase of the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos, I think, are about to go for $4.5 billion. Twice the number David Tepper paid for the Panthers in 2018. Denver's price will be about 30 times what Jerry paid for the Cowboys 33 years ago. 1989, he paid $150 million for the Cowboys and for Texas Stadium. As he has told us many times, he was losing $1 million a month. Lamar Hunt, the legendary owner of the Chiefs, called it the greatest risk he had ever seen an owner take. Jerry threw in a little Jimmy comment here that no one picked up on. He told Peter King, "Every day my motivation was simply to survive. I danced with the devil, and it created an edge with me. I didn't want Jimmy Johnson to F with me because I just lost my tolerance after what I went through in my early days." I've never heard Jerry say that.
That is completely a bunch of crock.
All the Jerry-Jimmy segments and talks that we've had, I've never heard Jerry say that early on he got an edge because, right, you're fighting for survival.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're putting your family in jeopardy financially, and it created an edge. And he said he lost his tolerance, lost patience, and that contributed to the Jimmy fight. So Forbes did their annual evaluation of franchises. The Broncos were 10th. So Peter King said, okay, if the Broncos are 10th. And
by the way, they're at $3.75 billion.
Who?
The Broncos. That's their value from Forbes, $3.75 billion.
Yeah, but the new price that they're about to be sold for is apparently $4.5 billion.
Yeah.
So if they're 10th and about to be worth $4.5 billion, Peter King asked what the Cowboys were worth. Forbes had the Cowboys at $6.5 billion. But there's this guy in NFL circles that people talk to around this. I don't know, his name is Mark Gannis or something. Mm-hmm. He told Peter King he thinks Jerry would get $8 or $8.5 billion. Peter King asked Jerry. Jerry said 10 up.
Yeah.
I guess that's a rich person's way of saying something. I've never heard 10 up. Peter King's like, what's 10 up mean? He goes, more than 10 billion. And then Jerry added, but let me make this very clear, quote, and I'll say it definitively, I will never do it. I will never sell the Cowboys ever. So sorry for the heartbreak to 50%, more than 50% of the Metroplex on your home of the Cowboys. Jerry saying even 10 billion could not get me to sell. As I said weeks and weeks and weeks ago, whenever we talked about this, there's no number you could ever put on it that it could ever get in the sell.
I agree. And he's probably right. I think he could get it about 10. I went and looked. So the Broncos are 10th, right? Their operating income, which is basically the profit realized from your operations after you deduct all your expenses. The Broncos is about $8 million, their operating income. Take a guess what the Cowboys' operating income is. This is basically profit every year.
And the Broncos is what?
8.
Cowboys is 12?
Close. $280 million. Nobody else.
What?
Is above. The Patriots are second with $142 million. The Giants are third most valuable franchise. Their operating income is minus $12.5 million every single year. The Washington football team's $25 million. The Niners lose $45 million every single year. The Eagles lose $26 million every single year, according to operating income. You've got to factor that in. Like, you got to factor in, like, every year you're making X amount of money on operating income. Like, that's what you're just bringing that in. It's just cash flow.
Wow.
That's why these organizations are going to sell for so much more than the value actually is, because you know you're going to have them pay a premium on gains that are going to be realized down the road. And Jerry knows that in 10 years, his franchise is going to be worth $10 billion. The Steinbrenner family knows that in 10 years, their franchise is going to be worth $10 billion. Like, that's what they're going to sell for.
It may be, but it may not if you actually look at the numbers. If you look at the growth between 2016 and 2020 of the value of the Cowboys, it's only gone up 43%. And I say only because the Cowboys don't have any championships to back even more growth. Look at the L.A. Rams. In the last 4 years, their value has gone up 176%.
Yeah, but they also moved to L.A.
Golden State Warriors, their value went up 147% because they're champions. The Cowboys are not.
You know, the Cowboys basically go up $500 million a year. No, seriously, like if you follow this, Cowboys and Yankees basically go up $500 million a year. And neither one of them wins titles. They just keep going up $500 million a year. And they're just going to continue like that. The Rams will taper off. But moving to L.A. boosted them a ton.
Sure. I wonder how many owners wouldn't sell for that type of offer.
The family ones wouldn't. The Joneses and
Kraft. Yeah.
The Kraft, well, who knows? I don't know. I have no idea what Kraft's kids.
He's got his kid there.
Yeah.
Kids, the one next to him.
The Steinbrenners won't sell. The Bus family probably won't sell. But, you know, if you have that, like you have.
Yeah, like, but a lot of people, I'm sure, have a son or a, you know, a nephew working in the organization.
Yeah. No, but if you own one of those three, like you're the Gatsbys. You're living in a different world. I mean, all these people live in different worlds. But then, like, this is a different world from the rest of the world that they're already in. Like, the owner of the Cowboys and the Lakers and the Yankees are not the same as the owner of the Broncos and even the Red Sox or the Knicks. Like, owning the Lakers and the Cowboys and the Yankees, you're on a different level than everybody else in your sport. Like, you do not operate the same as the other people.
So, that's not happening, in case you thought that was your way out. As Commander fans are hoping with Dan Snyder, hopefully getting the team taken from him. Sean Payton, ladies and gentlemen, is coaching next season.
Uh-oh.
Not this season. The year after, Sean Payton is coaching. That is a Charles Barkley guarantee. As now, I want to be even bolder and say he will be coaching the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, Sean is a flirt. He's been flirting with some others. So yesterday the news came out. Sean Payton finally accepted his broadcasting job. It's with Fox in studio, and he's going to be there on the days that Jimmy Johnson is not. So the off days for Jimmy, that's it. That's all Sean Payton is going to be working.
He's the Will Chambers of Fox Sports.
He's the Will Chambers of Fox Sports. So he's coming back. He is coming back, not this year, but the year after, he's been linked to, of course, the Dolphins, but Tom Brady now going to broadcasting, hopefully takes, if you're a Sean Payton fan and want him here like I do, hopefully takes the Dolphins out of it. Recently, he was linked to Carolina, though. So there's Panthers rumors with Sean Payton out there. Of course, Saints have to get compensation in return, but part of my plan got even closer yesterday with the news that Sean Payton's going to be part-time replacement for Jimmy Johnson.
Just shoveling that dirt on old Mike already here, man. Just shoveling dirt.
Wait, we have Mike on next year again?
What is this? This is May 17th. We're just shoveling that dirt on old poor Mike.
You know what,
Coach? As long as you guys are having fun.
My bad, Coach. Yeah. I forgot he was on weekly. I forgot he was on weekly. But I think they've set him up to fail. I think let me rephrase that. They've set Mike McCarthy up to not meet expectations, their expectations. They've set him up.
Yeah, well, here's the
problem. I don't know whether it was intentional or not, but it is. That's the way it is right now.
Here's the problem with this, and I don't even know if it's a problem.
An expectation will be at least second round of the playoffs. If they go 12-5 again, it will be you have to get to the NFC title game. That's what I'm thinking their expectation will be right
now. They probably will go 12-5 again. They're going to be favored in 12 or 13 games this year.
Oh, yeah. I missed the release of the schedule.
Yes, you did. So they're going to be favored in 12 or 13 of their games this year. They're probably going to go 6-0 in the division, 5-1. They'll probably split with Philly and then sweep the other two doormats. So they'll go 5-1, 6-0 in division. And all you got to do, it means, is go basically 500 the rest of the way. And you've got your 11-12 wins.
What was your big schedule takeaway, by the way, since I missed it?
I do not like the fact that they get hosed by having to play two separate individual Thursday night short weeks. You used to go Thanksgiving, and then you play the following Thursday, so that's a normal week off. Now they got Thanksgiving, mini bye week, and then another Thursday later in the year. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to play two separate standalone Thursday games where you have short weeks both times.
And by the way, Drew Brees had tweeted out, I'm sure you covered it yesterday, like, hey, these reports out there, I don't know what I'm going to do. But apparently he wants to call games. He does not want to sit in that NBC studio. And Dennis Allen was like, hey, did you hear Drew Brees say, I could broadcast, I might not broadcast, I could come back and play football. And Dennis Allen was like, I don't have Twitter. My wife told me about it. I think that was just made in jest. So there you go with Drew Brees.
Well, from what I read from Andrew Marchand, it's like NBC wasn't like thrilled with his takes. They didn't think this is like
he apparently
next
level
had a guy.
Really bad call. I think he had the Raider Bengal game and he got called out for that by many people. I think he had that broadcast.
Oh, the broadcast. Yeah, I think he did. I think you're right on that one.
877-881-1053 to hit us up. Speaking of Barkley, what do the guys on TNT? They're coming to DFW. They're coming to the Metroplex. Barkley is dreading it. Shaq is loving it. What do the guys on TNT think of the Western Conference Finals and Luka Doncic? Hear from the fellows from inside the NBA next.
But let's get you over to Diamonds Direct. You got to go back about 70 years to really appreciate Diamonds Direct. That's when the whole thing started with a well-respected diamond cutter in Israel. Diamond cutting, then came diamond wholesaling. They started selling diamonds only to high-end jewelry stores. Then they're opening it to the public, and the rest is history. Diamonds Direct is now nationwide. They're a phenomenon. They transform the entire industry. The diamonds come straight from the best diamond cutters. No middlemen markups. Selection that is like 30 ordinary stores all at once on only at Diamonds Direct.
It is the best experience you could ever ask for. You walk in, you're a little bit intimidated. I don't know these terms, cut and color and clarity and quality and fluorescence and all these things. The education is so simple. You get the hookup because you say Sean and RJ sent me from the fan. And really, she gets the ultimate hookup because you're getting her the best of the best, whatever that next event is or the just because. Maybe you're in a great sports mood. Go to Diamonds Direct and say Sean and RJ sent me. Get special hours, directions, and more details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.